The Richmond Theatre Critics Circle.
Curtain Call.
A discussion of all things theatre with Richmond critics and occasional guests.
Welcome to Curtain Call, Act 5, Scene 14. This is Jerry Williams from Sifter. Even during the shutdown, some of our theaters are active. Today, I'm going to talk with Nathaniel Shaw about Virginia Rep's online efforts and with Joel Basson about Firehouse's new season, featuring 8 original shows plus news about a significant return to Firehouse. Let's start with Nathaniel. Hello, Nathaniel, from your home, good. I'm sure.
I am home and doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. A little bored, would like to see some live theater, but we're suffering with Netflix for now. So
coming soon, we all hope.
And speaking of coming soon, I know that Virginia Rep has embarked on a couple of interesting things. One of them is called Hope from Home. Tell us what that is.
So the idea here was to both capture kind of in real time the experiences people are having in this community and therefore create a catalog for ourselves of potential inspiration for projects down the road as we look back at this chapter in our history. We put out a call to the Richmond community, which is actually now closed. The last day for submissions of stories was the 30th of April, asking for people to share with us stories of their time in quarantine or things that they've witnessed in the community. People helping each other, people being challenged by this, people overcoming those challenges, anything that kind of stirred you or moved you as you experienced or witnessed Richmond's reaction to COVID-19. And then we brought on 8 playwrights to write 2-minute monologues, and we'll be profiling these playwrights and the actors as we release these. And we identified 16 actors and divvied those 16 monologues up among those actors and asked them to film them from their iPhone in the home studios that we all have now. And so in the next couple of weeks, we'll be in a position to start rolling these out quite regularly, teen stories and experiences that were felt and shared in this community, translated into messages of hope. So we're excited to share that and curious what kind of stories and monologues we come up with that might inspire us in the future.
So when you say inspire us, what you're saying is this potentially could become an actual theatrical production at some point down the road.
Yeah, I don't want to overcommit at this moment, but I think if we capture these stories, then it becomes a little catalog of Richmond's experience with COVID-19 and the way in which the playwrights that we work with and others work within this community interpret those things. So what I think is there then is a bowl full of seeds that we may plant at a later date.
What a poetic image there. These writers are all local writers, correct?
Almost all local, or some people that Virginia Rep have worked with in the past couple of seasons.
So as these are released, how can people find out who's involved and where they can experience them?
You'll be seeing these coming out on all of our social media platforms in the coming weeks. Also, if you're a subscriber to our e-news, you will see them e-news. Eventually, we and put them up on the website as well. So there'll be plenty of opportunities for you to read these stories across all of our platforms.
Meanwhile, I know there's another project that you have embarked on called Dark Knight Duets. You want to tell us what that's about?
Yeah, we're having a lot of fun with that. You know, at Virginia Rep, we often think we should be doing more with our dark nights. And in the theater, we call dark nights any night you don't have a performance. But given now that every night is a dark night, we've been reaching out again to beloved theater members of this community and others who have performed at Virginia Rep in recent years and been asking them to film at home half of a duet and then pairing them with another artist who sings the other half of a duet. And our fantastic music supervisor, Anthony Smith, has been splicing those together and editing them in a really great way.
And let's take a quick second to listen to an excerpt from one of those. This is Andrea Rivette and Georgia Rogers Farmer singing the duet In His Eyes from Jekyll and Hyde.
Will his eyes reveal to me promises or lies? But he can't conceal from me the love in his eyes.
Chris Christy Jackson paired up with Gwen Wood, who was part of Sister Act, and they did a beautiful duet from Sideshow. So we have more in the can, and more will be coming out pretty much every week.
Obviously, I've seen other people doing these where there's more than one person is performing. I'm assuming they're listening to the same like track so that they can be timed together, and then Anthony will put them together so that they're singing a duet, or do they sing it live together?
Anthony is providing the tracks. In some cases, one person is recording and sending it to the other person with that person on the file so that they can match up the timing and tempo. It just depends on the specificity and musicality of that particular piece and what it needs.
It's good to see that the folks at Virginia Rep are still staying active and still staying creative. And I understand there will be a new season announcement before too long as well.
Yeah, we're preparing a season announcement right now. It's just about ready to launch. So I think within a couple of weeks, we're just exploring, as everyone is at this time, what is the appropriate messaging and what protocols might need to be in place to ensure everyone's safety as we return to the Playhouse. Coming soon, our education team has done a remarkable job pivoting to creating online content. And we're doing that with people filming from home and all of that being pulled together by Irene Kirkendall, our education manager. So it really has been a pretty remarkable thing to watch our staff pivot to the priorities in this time of continuing to fulfill our mission of bringing people theater.
I think this is correct, that since the podcast we did a couple of weeks ago about the state of theater, you have been able to bring back your full staff. Is that correct?
We did apply for and receive one of the small business loans from the SBA. And in doing so, to have most of that loan forgiven down the road, you have to bring your staffing numbers back up to their pre-COVID-19 levels. It was wonderful that for a short period of time, for an 8-week period, we could get everybody their jobs back and even add a few people to help us in this content creation effort online. But as is often the case, uncertainty still looms. So beyond the 8-week period of this grant, there is a period of uncertainty that most nonprofits are feeling, and we certainly need the community's support in this challenging time.
All right. Well, we're certainly supporting you here at Curtain Call, and I've been talking with Nathaniel Shaw, the artistic director of Virginia Rep. We've been talking about Hope from Home, Dark Knight duets, and some other things going on at Virginia Rep. Thank you so much, and continue with the good work.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate you covering our industry.
So I'm visiting via phone, of course, with Joel Basson, the artistic director of Firehouse Theater. Joel, welcome to Curtain Call once again.
Thank you, Jerry. It's always good to be with you, even under social distance requirements.
Since our podcast from a couple weeks ago, what has changed with Firehouse? And of course, I know you have announced the season. We'll get to that for a second. But has anything else changed in terms of the overall picture of Firehouse's health during this time?
We canceled about 40 shows, 40 days of performance. We lost a ton of money. So we did some fundraising. People were enormously generous. We did get a PPP loan through the CARES Act. We have a National Endowment for the Arts grant proposal in, which I suspect they'll be funding most everybody. And I think we have the advantage of being in Virginia rather than in New York City or a bigger market where there'll be a lot of applications. And, you know, I'm feeling like we're stable and secure and are able to move forward into our next season, which is our 27th season at Firehouse, which is pretty incredible.
Yeah, that is amazing. And speaking of the next season, you've got 5 original shows and then one classic by one of my favorite playwrights. Tell us what these 5 world premieres are.
Yeah, I really count 8 world premieres.
I was never good at math, so.
Yeah. Well, and it depends on how you count. So we're opening with The Picture of Dorian Gray, Oscar Wilde's scandalous Victorian novel. Billy Christopher Maupin is the solo performer. He's going to do the whole novel on stage.
Okay.
And Shirley Kagan is the director. BC and Shirley have adapted the original texts, of which there are many different versions. It's going to be followed by a new play by Chris Gavalier called The Zombie Life, which is written by Chris Gavalier. He's a professor of English at Washington and Lee University. And Joan Gavalier, who's a professor of theater, William and Mary, and is also Chris's sister, is directing. We have an incredible movement coach, Dan Pleahall, who works out of Chicago and is with Steppenwolf Theater Company. The premise is that it's like a seminar or a timeshare sales meeting where the audience is given a questionnaire. And what we discover as human beings is that being human is very complicated. And being a zombie, you eliminate a lot of those human issues. It's funny, but it's very strong and powerful. We're following zombie life with a one-act festival. And that's where we get into the weird count. So there are four new one acts that we're producing as part of this War and Pieces Festival in partnership with the Virginia War Memorial and the Mighty Pen Project. Our friend David Robbins brought the project to us. He originally said, hey, would you guys be interested in doing a reading of these new plays that I've got my veteran writing group writing? And I said, why would we just do a reading? Let's do the full production. So I'll mention the playwrights' names first. We've got David Aldrich, Rachel Lanzi, Robert Waldroff and Chuck Williamson are the veteran playwrights, and we've got directors Foster Solomon, Dr. Jan Powell, Carol Pearsall, and Todd LaBelle. And then after War and Pieces, we come back to A Single Prayer, which is Kay Jenkins's play that we were going to be doing this season, but we got canceled because of COVID-19, so we were able to push it into next season. And then following that, we have a new musical by Ron Clipp, Gabriel. I don't know if you, Jerry, know the story of Gabriel's slave rebellion in 1800 in Henrico.
It's interesting when you said I'm probably familiar with Gabriel. Well, you know, my father was a minister, so I was thinking the other Gabriel, the archangel, yep. Not Gabriel. I think Gabriel Prosser is the name of that character.
Yes, that's right. But this is a beautiful musical. It's a Richmond story. Ron is an incredible composer and librettist. He is going to be joined by Foster Solomon again, who's going to be directing, and Billy Dye is going to be music directing. And then we're going to finish up with what I think you said was one of your favorite shows, Crap's Last Tape, you know, the granddaddy of avant-garde theater, Samuel Beckett, and Absurdist Works, his play that was written for a single actor that's going to be performed by Alan Sater, and Gary Hopper is going to be directing that. And then we got our Fringe and Studio stuff. We got tons of stuff happening. I won't spend any of your time going through all that. You can find it on our website at firehousetheater.org.
And I have one final question for you. This is kind of an interesting thing. I noticed you dropped a name in there that is kind of a landmark situation for Firehouse, and that's Carol Pearsall, who was former artistic director, and she will be coming back. Is this the first time she'll be actually directing something in that space, I believe? Is that correct?
That's right. She's going to be doing David Aldrich's play in the War and Pieces Festival. It's called Bon Annie, and Carol is the perfect person to do it. And, of course, Carol and I have been talking ever since I got down to Richmond about ways that we could work together, and now we finally found the right project at the right time, and the stars have aligned. So we're both very excited, and David, the playwright, is enormously excited to have Carol directing his work.
Good deal. Thank you so much. And
thank you.
We'll look forward to seeing you this season.
Take it easy, Jerry. See you.
One other note. Joel did mention that they plan to stream as many shows and events as possible. This is made a little easier since there are no copyright issues on the original plays, but they will not be streaming Crap's Last Tape. On our next Curtain Call, some of the critics will join me to discuss what shows they'll be missing for the rest of the season. Stay safe, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
For extended podcasts and complete reviews, visit the Richmond Theatre Critics Circle website at artseast.org.